dancing craze first started, I was nearly broken-hearted to discover that my shoes were full of feet that had no sense of rhythm, couldn't do a blame thing with them, but just walk around and try and find a seat. When I heard the music playing, my brain kept on saying, you must move like this. But one foot's always late. I knew how I should do it, but I never could get through it, because my mind and feet would not associate. But now I'm dancing grand, took lessons to beat the band. But there's one thing that I cannot understand. I can dance with everybody but my wife. We're out of step from start till we get through. The trouble is that she insists on leading me, as she does in every other thing we do. I can foxtrot like a regular fox with others, so can she. But dance together, not on your life. It's one continuous wrangle. We don't tango, we just tangle. I can dance with everybody but my wife. When my wife finds some new wrinkle, like a turn, a dip, or twinkle, she wraps it up and brings it home to me. Shoves the table in the corner, and for hours I'm a goner, hopping around like an intoxicated flea. Please don't think I haven't tried to. I'd have laid me down and died to keep her satisfied, but it was not to be. We start in turkey trotting. She says one of us is rotten, and I got a slight suspicion it ain't me. We kicked welcome off the mat. We nearly squashed our cat. What Sherman said of war now fits our flat. I can dance with everybody but my wife. I must admit, it makes me awful sore. I think we'd get along if she wasn't quite so strong, but she pushes me completely off the floor. She thinks she'll take up skating, and I'm hoping that she does. An early fall might end my woman's strife. I love to get a bun. I'll go on skates with anyone, and I can dance with everybody but my wife. My wife has got a corn she's had, I think, since she was born, and it's the most persistent corn I ever saw. No matter where I tread, it always gets there just ahead, and when I step on it, you ought to hear a roar. She says the dancing used to be the way that she reduced herself, but still she don't look nothing like a corn. I've even taken pains to ask my wife to put on chains, because I know that if she ever skids, I'm gone. Of her figure, she feels proud, and I mustn't say this loud, but I feel as though I'm dancing with a crowd. I can dance with everybody but my wife. There ain't no use around to beat the bush. She'll look at me and sneer, and she makes me feel so queer, I never know which foot it's time to push. She told a friend the other night, our quarrel won't last long. It's just a little temporary strife. I don't want to be contrary, but it's a long ways to temporary. I can dance with everybody but my wife. When a couple start in dancing, if you happen to be glancing, you will see before they move a half an inch. If her toe he merely grazes and she looks as mad as blazes, you can bet your life they're married, that's a cinch. If on the other hand he's shocking and he's stepping on her stocking and dancing so she ought to go to law, if she doesn't make a holler, you can bet your bottom dollar that he's walking on some other fella's squaw. She'll look up in his eyes, and then she softly sighs. It's my fault, please don't apologize. He can walk on any woman but his wife. Tear a dress, she says, that's all right. But if her hubby dear was to wax one half as clear, she'd sue him for divorce that very night. With others, I'm as graceful as a young gazette. But with her, it's just a struggle and a strife. I can dance as good as Castle, but with her, it's just a raffle. I can dance with everybody but my wife.